Willow's Pen and Quilt, and it's Sunday the 9th of February, and this is just my little audio diary from the rescue. It's dark outside, pretty miserable, wet, and the fence panels are clattering around, and really, that's the subject of this little audio diary. Last year, we started a campaign called Access for Hedgehogs, which was all about getting access into gardens for hedgehogs. And the British Hedgehog Preservation Society, a few years back, had started a campaign called Hedgehog Street, which you can find out more on their website, which was aimed at getting neighbours to link gardens, and something we promoted quite heavily. But last year, Jane became aware of new developments around our hometown of Bromsgrove, and in areas where we rescue hedgehogs from, have released a lot of hedgehogs too, and areas where we know there are very good hedgehog populations. And these were fairly large-scale developments with an area now that was going to become inaccessible for hedgehogs. I'm just tidying some stuff up in the rescue area at the moment. And this really concerned us, because now there were going to be large areas of what was previously land, maybe open land or land that had older houses on with quite traditional gardens, where now they were going to possibly be smaller gardens, which isn't the biggest problem in the world, it's how they're managed. But being new builds, there would be gravel boards underneath the fencing panels, and this would mean that hedgehogs simply couldn't roam through those gardens. And a hedgehog will travel probably something like 12 gardens in a night. And this really concerned us, with the populations dwindling anyway. So we started to contact builders, and initially with a rather negative response. They just weren't interested in the slightest, and in fact one builder came back and basically said guinea pigs, and thought, yeah, okay, guinea pigs, what's the problem there? Well, people have guinea pigs in their garden, and the guinea pigs are going to be able to, if we leave gaps in the fencing, be able to get through and out of the garden. Well, we've got a number of houses that we've had to visit for rescues, or that are actually release gardens, where they've got guinea pigs, and the guinea pigs are in runs. So it really didn't stack up as an argument. And we decided what we needed to do was to get one developer on side first, publicise that, and then hopefully that would start to bring developers on board. And in fact, that happened. And there's more information on our website, which is willowshedgehogrescue.co.uk. And if you scroll halfway down the front page, there's an illustration of a rather sad little hedgehog by a fence panel. And there's a link there to our Access for Hedgehogs page. And builder came on board, agreed to it's only a 4 to 5 inch gap in a gravel board to allow a hedgehog access. And they went that little bit further as well and agreed to put hedgehogs homes in, and asked us to produce a leaflet that would go in the welcome pack. So we took it from there, and we've got a number of developers on board now. And yesterday, Jane gave me a call. And we've got another small builder this time on board, hopefully. Seems very keen with it, but he's a builder that also does contract work for much larger developers. And he's got a small development going on, and he's agreed to put in that 4 to 5 inch gap in sort of one gravel board per garden to allow hedgehogs to get in and out. And he's also in the front garden, he's putting hedgerow in, which is fantastic. And with the state of hedgehogs, it really is important, and it's so simple to do. You know, a 4 to 5 inch gap, it's an easy thing to do, and it just makes such a difference. And I'd, on the social media, both of us, Jane on Facebook and myself on Twitter, I'm just going to grab some things out of the fridge now. We've been tweeting and posting on Facebook about the fact that we've now found a fencing manufacturer that produces gravel boards, except for they're not concrete, they're made out of a very strong plastic, and they're supposedly stronger than the traditional, well, I say traditional gravel board, than the concrete gravel boards. And they're also 88% recycled materials, which is great. And he's basically said that it would be so simple for him to put a 4 to 5 inch gap in that kind of board. And he's quite happy to do it. He's going to produce one for us and send it over. And that's hopefully going to be something that we can roll with, maybe speak to some of the developers that we've been dealing with. And also possibly, this is a bit off the top of my head and we don't know the practicality, but maybe we would be able to sort of stock or take orders on a small scale for them, maybe at a slightly increased price, where we could then put the profits into other projects for hedgehogs. So we're going to start promoting this quite heavily again, because this year, I think I said fairly recently that one of our big sort of pushes is on wildlife gardening, and certainly Jane on the Facebook page, each week she's picking a different aspect of gardening for hedgehogs, gardening for wildlife. So that is going to be a major sort of push for us to get the habitats for hedgehogs and subsequently other wildlife. And the access for hedgehogs links in with that very sort of nicely. They both tie in together, because it's no good having a route into your garden if when they get into the garden it's just a flat football pitch with nothing in there, or it's just gravelled. And on the flip side, it's no good for the hedgehogs if it's a fantastic wildlife garden that's attracting loads of birds and insects. If the poor old hedgehog can't get in, it's not going to climb over the fence. So those are, you know, that's just a bit of an update on that. And hopefully over the coming weeks there'll be a lot more information coming out about it. There are at least three fairly large scale developments which we're aware of going on very close to us. Which is always concerning. People need housing, but certainly one of the areas is a very, very green area if we've identified the area right. It's actually fields at the moment. Certainly two of the areas are areas, again, where we get lots of hedgehogs from and release hedgehogs too. So that's concerning, but we will try and get involved with those developers. I know the one development's been turned down a couple of times already, so maybe that one won't go ahead, but we'll try and, on behalf of hedgehogs and any sort of ground-moving creature, preempt the situation and get in touch with those developers and see what we can do. And obviously we've got a little bit more sort of leverage now, maybe, in that there are other developments going on within our local area and the county that are linking in with the Access for Hedgehogs campaign. So maybe they won't want to be seen as the developers that don't want to help. And certainly on the webpage, the Access for Hedgehogs webpage, we list the companies that we've spoken to and what the response has been. And it's not really a finger-pointing exercise, but we do want to make people aware. You know, it's certainly not something we're being nasty about, because we don't want to alienate any developer or builder. But hopefully, you know, the people that have agreed get a little bit of kudos from people, and maybe developers that have been somewhat reticent sort of look at it and think, well, you know, if they can do it, maybe we should do it. So we're having a go, because, as I've said before, and, you know, I'll say it again and again, the rescue's important, but it's not the fix. We're patching animals up and we're giving a crutch to the populations where, for a future, we need to be changing the environment for them. And, you know, we're not talking a huge change here. We're basically talking about selling developers and selling people a whole. So, you know, we are marketing a 4 to 5 inch hole. Right, I've got things to do, so that's my very quick rescue audio diary, and thank you for listening.